Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Guru De Guru De Guru De Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur, Jaya 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 Vaishnava Thakur, Srila Bhai Chan Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Guru Viraja Gacharya Astuta Rasata Sri Simad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Guru Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsi Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Pradham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadi Dham Ki Jai Alachwa Niraman Niti Dham Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Class Ki Jai Sipa Sanatan Goswami Pad DJ Pains Day Mahamahotsav Ki Guru Purnima Ki Guru Dev Best Puja Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Pramanande All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam narancaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam udiraye nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavate sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki So today July 27th Friday in Alachua Niramanriti We are serving under Srila Prabhupada's guidance. 11th canto 22 chapter text 19 to 25. So we'll just read together until 25 and then we can repeat. 19.
Saptaiva dhatava iti tatratatha pancha khadaya jnanam atma bhaya dharas tato dhyan riyasavaha.
Translation. According to some philosophers, there are seven elements, namely earth, water, fire, and ether, along with the conscious spirit soul and the supreme soul, who is the basis of both the material elements and the ordinary spirit soul. According to this theory, the body, senses, life air, and all material phenomena are produced from these 11 elements. Seven elements. Thank you. Purport. Having explained his own viewpoint, the Lord now summarizes various other analytic methodology. Text 20.
Sara iti atrapi bhutani pancha sasta parapuman thair juktatma sambhutai siste vedam samopavishat.
Translation. Other philosophers state that there are six elements. The five physical elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, and the sixth, sticky pages. The sixth element, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord endowed with the elements that he has brought forth from himself, creates this universe and then personally enters within it. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami states that according to this philosophy, the ordinary living entity is included within the category of the super soul. This theory does accept only the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the five physical elements. Text 21.
Chatvari eveti tatrapi teja apo ninam atmanaha jatani tair idam jatam janmavadivina khalu.
Translation. Some philosophers propose the existence of four basic elements, of which three, fire, water, and earth, emanates from the fourth and the self. Once existing, these elements produce the cosmic manifestation in which all material creation takes place. 22.
Sankhane sapta dasake bhuta matrendriyani cha pancha panchaika manasa atma sapta dasa smita.
Translation. Some calculate the existence of 17 basic elements, namely the five gross elements, the five objects of perception, and the five sensory organs, the mind, and the soul of the as the 17th elements. 23rd text.
Tatvat sorasa sankhane atmaiva mana uchate bhutendriyani panchaiva mana atma trayodasa.
According to the calculation of 16 elements, the only difference from the previous theory is that the soul is identified with the mind. If we think in terms of five physical elements, five senses, the mind, the individual soul, and the supreme soul, there are 13 elements. Purport. According to the theory of 13 elements, the sense objects, aroma, taste, form, touch, and sound, are considered by product of the interaction of the senses and physical matter.
24. Ekadasa dasatta atmasu
महाभूतेन्द्रियाणि च अस्तौ प्रकृतेश्चैव पुरुषश्च नवति अथ ट्रांसलेशन काउंटिंग 11 देयर आर द सोल द ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स एंड द सेंसेस 8 ग्रॉस एंड सटल एलिमेंट्स प्लस द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड वुड मेक 9 25 together because of the time short
iti nana prasankhayanam tatvanam rishivikritam sarvam nayam yuktimatvat vidusham kim asobhanam
translation thus great philosophers have analyzed the material elements in many different ways all of their proposal are reasonable since they are all presented with the ample logic. Indeed, such philosophical brilliance is expected of the truly learned. Purport: the material world has been analyzed in innumerable ways by innumerable brilliant philosophers. But the conclusion is always one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Aspiring philosophers need not waste their precious time showing off their intellectual brilliance. So this is the essence. Because there is a little left to analyze on the material platform. So what should we do? This is the last conclusion, what we should do. One should simply surrender to the absolute truth, the supreme elements, Lord Sri Krishna, and uncover one's eternal consciousness of God. Very sweet.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathannitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Divam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitansham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Deshasani Vancha Kalpa Turuvesha Kripa Sindhubha Evacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, when I was reading this morning, before I came to Mangalarti, the title I thought will be that our ultimate goal is Krishna Prem, so the love can be seen from what you are willing to give to the beloved for their happiness and what you are willing to give up for the beloved's happiness. On that base, Srimati Radharani's position is the highest and the lowest is the conditioned soul. covered in alachwa, from all the way down to the lowest to the highest, only on that principle of surrender. And it's a beautiful purport. If you remember the last sentence, Srila Prabhupada's follower put it, one should simply surrender to the absolute truth. Surrender and Krishna Prem are interdependent. The standard of measurement, who has how much love, if you look at all over Prabhupada's purport, it's all based on this one principle, I find. And today is also very auspicious day because Sanatana Goswami Pada's appearance day, who actually emphasized how to surrender. And he gives this famous verse, we all know, Anukullasya Sankalpa Pratikullasya Bharjanam. You can chant with me. Anukullasya Sankalpa Pratikullasya Bharjanam Rakshati Iti Vishyasa Kopriti Bharanam Tatha. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur made that song, this sloka into a poetic form where he emphasized the muksha karan and gauna karan. What is the intrinsic and one is extrinsic? Intrinsic means what we should focus on, this surrender. Because when we focus on the surrender, if someone say in anywhere in the world right now that I'm practicing, I'm not happy, well, the bottom line is your surrender is not done. As much you surrender, that much happiness comes. It's proportion. Srila Prabhupada said to Bhagavan Das in 1974, you can see in Vedavesh, that when someone chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, proportion to his conscious acceptance, what he believes, how much he understood by the mercy, that much he will get the result of his chanting. That much you will get the result. So what we are getting the result individually, it is individually up to us how much we are actually surrendered. On that base, and on that base, that these two principles that you can contemplate every day, every moment, what am I willing to give up today at this moment that will bring pleasure to Prabhupada, bring pleasure to Radha Krishna. When we have this pratikul bhav to be avoided, and then what am I willing to do, what am I willing to give, contribute, that will bring pleasure to Prabhupada and Krishna, then we act on that two principles, then we'll find that happiness starts, satisfaction starts in the heart automatically. Otherwise, if surrender is not done, you will be eating soup with a fork, not with a spoon. I don't know that analogy. Have you ever known? I used to have a sign in my shop. When somebody bargains, I say, I don't eat soup with forks. You know the problem with the eating soup with the forks? I analytically studied about it, that's why I put that sign. That you will be busy and hungry. Or follow the principle of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Sanatana Shiksha, eat the soup with the spoon. Means surrender has to be there. Without surrender, it is not possible. Anyone here older than 1924? Doesn't look like. So you may not know, because today is the day we are supposed to do Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja. All our Guru's Vyasa Puja. 1924, most significant year in our life, on the 50th birthday of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Param Gurudev, he changed the whole system more compassionately that touches our heart. And he was asked by his disciple, how come we are not doing the Guru Purnima? Today is the day of Gurudev Vyasa Puja. We are doing on your birthday. So he gave a very nice speech that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world. So many great soul came, Narottam Das Thakur. So I am applying myself. Where was Pran Govinda Das? Maybe in stool feet somewhere. Had no clue. How come I was not delivered by them? So who delivered me is more important than through him I see the entire Guru Parampara. So birthday of Srila Prabhupada is more important, birthday of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is more important than on Guru Purnima celebrating all. We are not saying that whoever doing it is wrong, but we are taking this Param Gurudev instruction to our heart that actually it is Prabhupada who delivered us. So his birthday is more important than Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is the day where Vyasadeva appeared in this world. So many things happen on this day. And with the time, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Navadvip, Nityananda Prabhu didn't come to Mayapur, Navadvip, until just say a year before Mahaprabhu left for Sannas. So Nityananda Prabhu was almost 34 years and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was approaching 24. Then in a day after tomorrow, after their meeting, there was a Guru Purnima, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Shivas Pandit, "So tomorrow, Guru Purnima is tomorrow, what are you going to do?" He said, "We didn't do anything." He said, "No, you have to do the Vyasa Puja. One who gives you all the connection of the spiritual world, you don't appreciate, how are you going to advance? You must." So Shivas Thakur arranged a beautiful picture from somewhere of Vyasadeva, and then he made an announcement, everybody made a garland, just like we do celebration of Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja. They arrange everything, big feast and everything. Then at one point, they were ready to do the puja, but Mahaprabhu didn't come. Nimai Pandit didn't come. He was late. And Nityananda Prabhu was there. So Shivas Thakur, he gave the garland to Nityananda Prabhu. "Please offer this garland to Vyasadeva in the photo, then we can start the singing." Just like here we do, we offer the garland, then the Maharaj led a nice kirtan today, very sweet voice. And the other Maharaj blow the conch shell at that time. Exactly same thing they did in Mahaprabhu's time. But Nityananda Prabhu was not spaced out, because he is the Supreme Absolute Truth, but he was not offering the garland, and it's taking long time, and there everybody is looking at him, asking him, "Please offer the garland," but he's not offering the garland. Somehow or other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, in his heart too, they are one. So Mahaprabhu ran from his house to Shiva Sangam, and he asked, says, "What is going on? Why no kirtan? Everybody is quiet and staring at each other. Can you imagine? You come to Prabhupada's Guru Puja and for 10-15 minutes we are not doing anything. Everybody is staring. How would it be the scenery?" Just similar. So Nityananda Prabhu saw that Mahaprabhu came right in front of him. Then he gave the garland to Mahaprabhu. He says, "Krishnam Bande Jagat Gurum." The original Guru is Krishna. That's you. Everybody was. Why? Because few days before, even Gadadhar Prabhu did not know who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. He went to see Advaita Acharya's nice kirtan group. Now Nimai became Bhabuk. He is very singing, he is crying. He is no more Pandit, no more arguing or philosophically debating. He is always in a very emotional, ecstatic mood. So Advaita Acharya was worshipping beautiful Shalagram Shila, and all of a sudden he noticed Nimai just came there. Nimai just seeing Krishna, he fainted. Then Gadadhar Pandit, everybody is surrounding there. And then Advaita Acharya, instead of worshipping Krishna, he changed his paraphernalia, brought it here and worshipping this child who just fell down out of emotional ecstasy. And Gadadhar Prabhu, he's wondering. Advaita Acharya is a very scholar. He is a Brahman. He knows the rituals. He knows everything. Why he stopped worshipping Krishna, instead he is worshipping this young boy? Okay, he is an advanced devotee, but you don't worship a young boy instead of worshipping Krishna. And you, can you imagine halfway you worshipping Krishna and you stop and move all the paraphernalia to worship? So Gadadhar Prabhu could not take it anymore. He says, Prabhu, you are most learned scholar, you are the head of the priest. Why are you worshipping a young boy instead of Lord? We all have come to see the worship of Lord. Advaita Acharya turned back. Gadadhar, how long you want to stay in ignorance? How long you want to keep this very beautiful identity of the absolute truth hidden? Excuse me? What identity of the absolute truth? Oh, who you want me to worship? Krishna. I am worshipping Krishna. But this is Nimai Pandit. Oh, Gadadhar, you must know that this is the ultimate absolute truth. Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, is Sri Krishna himself. Gadadhar started. I love Krishna, but I try to escape from his route because he always used to challenge. But I used to pray to Krishna for him. That Krishna is him. Could not put together. So now in this Vyasapuja day, Guru Purnima day, Gadadhar Prabhu laughing and he's crying, oh, I'm so happy. That actually it is Krishna. Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Absolute Truth. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, on his 50th birthday, he says, no more Vyasapuja on Guru Purnima for me. You do Vyasapuja on my birthday. And that was the revelation change in our Guru Parampara. That all the Guru's birthday we worship, Prabhupada's birthday we worship as Vyasapuja. Before that it was not like this. So it is a very significant, because time short, there is a beautiful expression of Sanatana Goswami's disappearance day. And I want to also glorify, not in a traditional Sanatana Goswami's life, but his biggest contribution that affected me and you all, I'm sure. So I was going to express a little bit on this, that how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even Srila Prabhupada, you know, entire Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, Prabhupada took five essential teachings of entire Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching from entire Chaitanya Charitamrita. He took five teachings and put it in a separate new book called Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada put this. Because the first thing is teachings of Sanatana Goswami Pad. So Sanatana Goswami Pad is very important to us because it's very important to Srila Prabhupada. So anything important to Prabhupada is important to us. So Prabhupada gives in the beginning of that book, when you open it, you'll see that where the surrender is very interesting. All these are interrelated, I was thinking this morning. Where the Sarva Dharman Parityajya Bhagavad Gita ends, Prabhupada writes, Sanatana Shiksha begins. I say, wow. So if somebody loves Bhagavad Gita, good. But keep on going. After finishing Bhagavad Gita, you must read Sanatana Shiksha according to Prabhupada. This is very unique. And Sanatana Shiksha, there are unlimited contribution that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed 100% of his teaching in the heart of Sanatana Goswami Pad. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that teachings of Mahaprabhu is like a vast amount ocean. So how much time we have to understand? You need also ocean amount of time. But he put entire teachings into these 10 principles. If you can remember 10 principles, you know all Prabhupada's philosophy base. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva saktim rasabdim tadbhinansasya jivan prakritim kabalitam tadbhimuktam subhava veda veda prakasam sakalam api hari sadhanam suddha bhaktim sajdham tat pritim eva upadeshati janan gaura chandra sayamsa. What is Mahaprabhu has come to teach? This is the teaching. This is called Gauravani. We sing Prabhupada's pranam mantra. Prabhupada came to teach Gauravani. What is this? If you can remember 10 principles, 10 principles is everything of Prabhupada's teachings, Mahaprabhu's teaching, all in one form. So we don't have to wait for the ocean, but ocean came in a little capsule form. First of this 10 principle is, we do not talk anything or think or meditate that is not came down through the Guru Parampara. Amnaya Praha. That everything that came through Prabhupada, we are only interested on that. Other things we will see if it is necessary according to this. Otherwise, we are not interested to hear any other philosophy. This is complete. Number one. Number two, that Supreme Absolute Truth is that Hari is Sri Krishna in two ways and is very established by the all these slokas. We can go on for whole day discussing about those slokas. They're so sweet. Ete changsa kalapamsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. He brought all these slokas just to establish this. Then, third is, are you keeping track? Somebody's keeping track, right? Third is that Supreme Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, is the reservoir of all pleasure. There is no happiness exists in entire existence that is not coming from Krishna. Even pig is eating stool is a reflection of his that happiness. Everything, the entire happiness is him. Akhila rasamrita sindhu sri vigraha murti. This is Krishna's. Nirdosa guna vigraha atmatantra nischeda gunascha hina anandam kara atra pado udaradi sargata sabheda vivarjita atma. Krishna is a condensed form of bliss. And number five is that, four is that Sri Krishna is the possessor of unlimited, inconceivable potencies. That Srimati Radharani herself in a one form, but also by the function, unlimited names, unlimited activities and manifestations. And then next, five. That eternally the living entities are part and parcel. Means they have separate existence but always under Jogomaya or Mahamaya. Once you are under Jogomaya, you never come to Mahamaya's realm. But if you are in Mahamaya's realm, get out of from here and be eternally there. You never have to worry forever. And next is number six. Six is this: those who are misuse of their free will. There is a whole verse is given. Nija Sukha Paran, Krishna Bhimukhan. How you came to this being? This verse actually explained, but today no time. That how actually karma even began, how heaven, hell is began, everything covered in that one sloka. Sarobarte to hinan Nija Sukha Paran, Krishna Bhimukhan. Maya Guna is a very beautiful that how those who are in a misuse of free will, they are conditioned by the illusory energy. And those who are liberated, they are under the, that's another point, under the eternal potency. They never come under this material nature. Nitya Siddha Karimane, Gorangere Sangigane, Nitya Siddha Karimane. If you can accept that, then you will enter into Vrindavan. And if you cannot accept that the eternal, those associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Prabhupada, actually Prabhupada translated the song, more than the songs itself. He gave a hidden secret tattva in that song when you look at in the song book. Then number eight is this material cosmic manifestation simultaneously one and different from him. And number nine is that pure devotional service is the only process for all the living entity to attain pure ultimate goal. And the pure love for Krishna is the ultimate goal, number 10. So this 10 principle is what Sanatana Shiksha boils down to. And if you look at from the Rasagata Vichar, it says that there is a 5 sequence progression in our spiritual path. Avarita, Sankochita, Mukulita, Vikashita, Puna Vikashita. This is the Sanskrit word. Means those who are conditioned soul, they have no clue what Krishna consciousness is. Those who are coming in contact with the sadhus, devotees like you all, then they are kind of like a they have no clue, but they got a telescope by the devotees association called Books and Holy Name. And then they start seeing things in a little bit different angle that they never thought it is existing. Because in this world there are three people, right? Those who don't know that they don't know, those who knows that they don't know, and those who knows that they know is the devotees. So then there is another category. Mukulita means they are budding. Budding means they have taken initiation, they have joined. So in that case, what will be happening in our life? Sanatana Goswami Pad in Brihad Bhagavatamrita explained this. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, actually I got attracted because of Prabhupada's inspiration. In Adilila chapter 5, text 203, Srila Prabhupada says, anybody is interested to know the details of 10th canto and want to know about Bhagavan, Bhakti and Bhakta, devotee and Supreme Lord and devotional service, must read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Prabhupada said. Must read. It motivated me, actually. I still meditate on that. And then Prabhupada elaborate about Sanatana Goswami's teachings. So they are very sweet. You know what will happen to us in the beginning? As we progress in our spiritual path, Sanatana Goswami Padra gives an example. He's acting as a sadhaka also. He's not acting as a Sanatana Goswami or Vilas Manjari. Not Vilas Manjari. Sanatana Goswami Pad is Lavanga Manjari. He's not acting as a Lavanga Manjari. He's acting as a Alachua New Bhakta in that book. And he's saying how you will experience as you progress in spiritual path. What attracted me a lot. And he gave an example, and Srila Prabhupada gave a little glimpse of it in Nectar of Devotion, if you read, that Krishna's beauty is so beautiful, unparalleled. And this is the third stage, Mukulita, from Aborita, Sankochita, Mukulita, that you will start falling in love with Krishna's beauty, Krishna's quality. Gunakrishta hoya kare nirmala bhajan. If you want to do really chanting and devotional service, you have to be attracted by the quality of Prabhupada, quality of Krishna, Radharani, of all the acharyas. If we are not attracted by their character and teachings, it will be difficult to actually relish this bhakti yoga. So then he gives an example of just like this Pulinda girl. And in the Santaras, there are three types of Santaras. One is just a neutral, Parabrahma Paramatma Gyana Praveen. That's a Sargamoksha Krishna Bhakta Narakkari Mane Krishna Nishta Krishna Tek Santir Dui Gune. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that those are Santa, these are the primary characteristics, that they are not interested into sense enjoyment. And heaven and liberation is like a hell or worse than hell, they feel. So that means you are in that state. You check your own pulse right now in your heart, where you are. And he gives an example of this girl who is outcast in Vrindavan, and where Krishna was explaining, revealing his beauty. But before he did that, this girl was married. She's outcast. She all of a sudden noticed in that village, there's a most attractive, handsome boy. Even though she's married, she has a family, children, everything, but she could not stop thinking about that boy. And at one stage, she actually followed that boy from far. In Vedic culture, she's outcast, but still she has to follow the Vedic rules. She could not just go, chasing after that boy. So when Krishna, far distance, when she went there and she saw there's a red kumkum, Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, where she took that little part of that kumkum and took it and smeared all over her body. She felt, according to Prabhupada, more ecstasy than meeting her own husband, intimacy. This is required in spiritual progress. So then, after this, her emotional stage has changed to literary drown into after Krishna. Every day she tried to escape from the house that nobody knows. And one day she saw, this is called transparent heart. Before you go further, this has to be there, transparent heart. Whatever you hear about Krishna, you are attracted. It is like a so addictive. Then she saw one day, he's wrestling with the boys. So much wrestling that she could not control. She is praying to the Lord. She has no idea who Lord is. So please make me a boy so I can wrestle with him. I can give him pleasure. I want to do what those boys are doing. Please, my Lord, if there is God, where is the God? Please help me. She's desperately seeking that shelter. Then after a little while, another day she saw this lady, grown-up lady, taking a napkin and wiping this boy's sweats. And she's thinking, can I do this? Oh God, give me this body of a lady. I could wipe his sweats. This will be my everything. I just want to do something to please this boy. This is still Santa Rasa, but very addictive, very attractive. Then one day, after saw from far, she said, today I'm making my vow that I will not go back home until I see him face to face. I cannot live my life without him. If we come to that point, you are already entering into spiritual world. But Prabhupada didn't say you die. In 3rd Canto, 2nd chapter, verse 6, in the middle purport, Prabhupada writes, you can be serving in the spiritual world while you are in the physical body in this material world. So you don't have to die. Don't be scared like I'm promoting that you die and go. You can serve by staying in Alachua to Golok Vrindavan. So then, according to Prabhupada, very sweet purport. So then she said, I'm going to do it. So as she came, she saw, he's there. And he's like confused or bewildered. Don't know where he's heading. Then at one point she's following through the jungle, and then she saw that he entered into the forest grove. She just ran there. When she ran there, the whole bunch of girls are there. Can you imagine who are there? Srimati Radharani, Rupa Manjari, all are. And she fell completely at the feet, and she cried. And Krishna told Radharani, please accept her. And she became a maid servant. Hari Bol. This is Sanatana Gosempa's teaching. Sanatana Gosempa has made various explanations how this Vrindavan, how Krishna concept is so attractive. This is actually what we are looking for. Why we make family life? Because this is personal. We want to be happy, more happy. That's the only one reason. Mahaprabhu came to give Braja the prem, because we are seeking for that family highest happiness. Krishna, Sanatana Gosempa writes, Danna Moro Harina Cheta Jananda Nandana Go Vichitra Besa Akarna Benu Krishna Sahasara. These verses explain in Tenkanto that how Krishna, that he is so reciprocating such a deep emotional love, even with the family people. So each tree in Vrindavan, some trees coming from, maybe will go from Alachua, a family who loves Krishna, husband, wife, daughter, son, they love so much that Prabhupada says in 7th Canto, 12th chapter, you can read Ideal Family Life, where Prabhupada says that if you depend your Krishna consciousness progress on the spouse and the children and family value, then you can take the whole family to spiritual world. It is not a Mormon's idea. Mormon got it from there, from Bhagavatam. So then, that same principle that Krishna every day, he comes and he climbs the tree. Each tree he climbs. You know who's the tree, the big trunk? Is the husband, father. The vine surrounding the tree is the wife. And the daughters become the flower. Krishna embrace the both husband and wife, and then picks the flower and picks the fruit. You think we are reading these elements? How this happened? From there, all these elements over there, how it is related to here to us, you know how? It is in a thought process before it manifested in a physical elements. That today's chapter is all identical. Just like you see a flower, you develop a desire to smell it. So the earth has to be there, the flower has to grow, your eye senses has to be there. Then to go and plug there, you need a leg. So the leg manifested. You need to grab it, you need a hand. And then you want to smell it, you need a nose. Then the air has to be there. All these elements that we are reading, it is all from Golok Vrindavan. It is just a reflection in a perverted way. But if you miss that point, you're just reading the whole chapter, just elements. It's not the elements, it's a Krishna, that's what he does. And he feels all of a sudden hungry due to the love. So he plucks an apple or orange or whatever the tree he is climbing. That's the sun, and he eats. And the child says, oh, so wonderful, Krishna is eating me now. You may think like, what kind of service is that? But by the time he finishes it, that apple back to apple. Can you do it again, please, please eat me, please eat me. The flower, please, please, oh, Krishna, please smell me again. Krishna does this, whole family, Krishna embrace, smells, eats. Then Krishna comes down. He goes to Govinda Kund. Sanatana Goswami Pada writes in the Govinda Kund is a very unique place where Krishna manifests in unlimited form, but nobody sees it. Each person sees it. The cows are thinking, we miss him, he has to come. So after drinking water, Krishna went to the cows. Coward boys thinking, he has to come now, he already left. After drinking water, they saw Krishna only came to them. The gopis are peeking through the forest. Is he coming towards us? Sure, after drinking the water, they saw only Krishna went to them, nowhere else. Everybody saw that same Krishna went, but they didn't see that he went to everybody. They saw only Krishna came to them. Krishna fulfilling every moment, every devotees. At one point, they come to, even the coward boys, they come to a point where they feel so much separation that seeing this, it's a very phenomenon. When you have a love, love loses the discrimination. Mother Yashoda, seeing Krishna, thinking like he'll fall. And Krishna does. He just, boom, fall. Oh God, protect him. But Krishna purposely running. You know how many rooms in Nanda Maharaj's house? 50. So if your child hides in one room, how are you going to find? That's what Krishna does. From one room to another room, by the time Mother Yashoda catching him is gone. And the threshold is boom, fall. Oh no, stop, stop. But he's trying to grab it, he's gone to another room. It's like a play whole day. She loses discrimination that he's God. It's not that she never hears he's God. Balaram even on Damodar Leela, Balaram even came, told Mother Yashoda. Because Balaram was upset, he was not there when Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. He said, who has done this? Shh. Madhu Mangal says, shh. Maya, Mother Yashoda. Oh. But if I was here, Krishna, I would not let her. So he's thinking, what can I do? It's the same principle. What can I do will bring pleasure to him. So he went to Mother Yashoda. Maya, do you know your son that you bound? You know who he is? Mother Yashoda cleaning the floor because Krishna made a big mess. You know, whole pot of yogurt, put it on your floor one day in your living room, then you'll know. It's so much work and no maid servant that day because everybody went for Indra Puja. So she's cleaning and Balaram is showing. Not only him, even I am Supreme God and Krishna is the origin Supreme Personality of God. Unlimited universe coming. Mother Yashoda, can you hear me? Are you healing? Please listen. Unlimited universe coming from your son's abdomen. And he's going glorifying Krishna's supremacy, opulence. Mother Yashoda had the rag that cleaning the floor. She comes. One more word, I will bind you. And Balaram, so fearful, he ran back. Says, this knowledge didn't work. Did she hear or not? When you meet her, you can ask her. Sanatana Goswami didn't say. This is how Sanatana Goswami giving that how love actually loses the discrimination. Then Sanatana Goswami path goes further, further. I'll give you, because of the time short, I'll end with at least one more story. That Mother Yashoda's position, loving position with Krishna, superior to others. She, and all the gopi mothers, they are all like a disciple. Just like Prabhupada says, Maharaj gave very nice class yesterday, and then the Nectar of Instruction, text 8, Tannama Rupa Charita Disu Kirtana Anusmitto Kramena Rasana Manasi Nirja Tistan Brajeta Dunaragi Janana Gami Kalam Nayeta Kilam Itupadesha Saram. So in that verse, they were reading, and Srila Prabhupada was next door, he's sitting there, and they are reading that in order to progress in spiritual path, you have to come to this point that you accept a eternal associate who is serving the Krishna, Radha Krishna, or Krishna, in a very intimately, and under that eternal associate, you have to serve your devotional practice, chanting Hare Krishna. So when they read this, so they told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, who should we follow? And Prabhupada says, I am here. Generally, Prabhupada doesn't reveal all the secrets. He is the eternal associate of the Lord Krishna. Right there he says, I am here. We don't need to imitate or follow somebody else artificially, even though that is there. I'm not just saying it is there everywhere in India, they will say, you follow this, you follow that one, you follow this one. Just by simply Prabhupada, it was very out of compassion, he said, I am here. So that resolved that thing. And it's very sweet that how Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, that when the coward boys plays with Krishna, it is very difficult to break the bond between the boys and Krishna. Mother Yashoda sent some gopi mothers, please call Kanaya. Kanaya means Krishna. It's a time he has to return home right now. Nanda Baba is waiting. We have to bathe him and then he has to take prasadam. So the mother goes, Kanaya, you need to go. Ah, but a little more I have to play. So they wait, didn't work. They come back. They complain to Mother Yashoda. He's not coming. We tried. So many things, so many times we mentioned. Then Rohini Maya, who is the second mother, Krishna calls him, Maya. So immediately Mother Yashoda says, can you bring him please quickly? It's getting late. So she goes there. Krishna, you need to come right now. Your mommy is waiting, your father is waiting, everybody is here right now. Okay, boys, I need to play tomorrow, but I need to go now. And the boy says, you go now, we're not going to be playing anymore. That's it. Tomorrow, no more play. Krishna is so scared because he loves them. He wants to play with them. He doesn't want to ever separate from the coward boys. Krishna says, I cannot go because they won't play anymore with me. Now you need to come now. Well, then little more. But some or other she fails. She goes back. She tells Mother Yashoda, he's not coming. I tried. I gave him so many reasons. Nothing worked. Mother Yashoda says, just watch everything, I'll be back. She goes there. Kanaya! Krishna says, Mommy, you know what is time now? What do you mean? It's the time that big owl below comes. What is that, Mommy? Has a sharp teeth, ponytail, the sharp ear. Oh, I better go. And Mother Yashoda start running. Wait, mommy. No, I'm going, I'm scared. And Krishna just run after Mother Yashoda, back to the house. This is Mother Yashoda's love. Krishna loses all argument, all talking, all other relationship back to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda's supremacy is unbelievable. And then another day we'll talk about the gopis' supremacy and Radhani's supremacy. Sanatana Goswami Pad's highest contribution is this, rasa tattva. We have to be very careful. I'll end with this sloka, that siddhantastu abhedapi sisha krishna sarupaya rasena utkrishyate esha krishna rupam rasa sthiti.
We should never see any other form of the Lord as not equal to Krishna. Then we'll commit offense. We have to be very careful. Maharaj was singing last night's song, Jai Krishna Sei Gora Sei Jagannath. Before that line, that Puravete Keho Kohe Ravana Bodila, that Krishna is Ravan killer, Lord Ramchandra, he is Jagannath, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have to respect them equal. We should never be. Siddhantastu Abhedopi. Abhed means you should not see any difference, Narayan and Krishna and anything. If you do, then you will commit offense. So what should you do? Rasena utkrishyate. But if you stand in a position, neutral position, and you see the transcendental mellow, I'll read the Srila Prabhupada. I remember Prabhupada's translation. His translation goes, Srila Prabhupada writes that as per transcendental realization, there is no difference with Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Narayan and all other incarnations. There is no difference. But as per transcendental mellow, there is vast difference. That's how Prabhupada translates. So we should focus on the transcendental mellow, then we will be in love with Krishna alone. But we respect everybody. So if you see Nishingadev, what do you say? What Prabhupada has to say? Oh Krishna, you have come in a form of lion. Oh, very unique. You see Varahadev, you say, oh Krishna, you have come in a form of pig. You don't say Varahadev, like that's why Prabhupada sing that. Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa. It is Keshava, Krishna, who came in a form of Nishingadev. Krishna, this is Sanatan Shiksha. Sanatan Goswami Pad ki jai, Guru Purnima ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sanatan Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Mancha Kalpataru Vaishya ki paasinda vaiva paditanam. Thank you. I'm sorry, no question. Yes, Mata, you can ask. You can, if you want to leave, you can go, but you can ask. According to Prabhupada, he wrote the whole book on the five shiksha.
Okay, then the ten that you listed are according to
Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He writes that all the teachings put into together in a one capsule has a ten tattva, truth. And actually, if you analytically study, this ten truth is everything of Prabhupada. And if you remember just one sloka, you will never forget Krishna, you will never forget talking any time about Krishna. Because all Siddhanta you can reconcile with this. This is like a, for me it is like a standard of measurement.
Where is
that?
Dasamul Tattva.
It is also in BTG article. The whole article came in BTG about this. I don't know which month it was, but you can see I saw in a BTG article. Beautiful. Is that okay, Mark? Oh, are you talking about the five manifestation? The cupboard, budding, blossoming, fully blossom?
No, you refer to the five
essential teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Are there teachings of Lord Chaitanya?
Correct. One is Sanatana Shiksha, one is Rupa Shiksha, one is Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, another one is the last one is Ramananda Rai, Sarvama Bhattacharya. This five teaching Prabhupada felt the most essential, so he put a whole book about it.
I was asking how they related. Oh. I'm thinking each one of them, they were propounding these 10 things.
Yes. All five teachings focus on these 10 principles. Yeah. 10 principles summarized. Thank you. That was nice. Thank you. Any other? Thank you. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur.
Yeah, garland is comforting, but it's also falling over.
Very nice question. Would you like two English corrections?
Yes, ma'am.
One is, you said that on that base, but it's better to say on that basis. Then on that base, physical base. So basis is more conceptual.
Floor.
Yeah, it's like a floor. So on that basis,
base
of logical. Yes. The other one is, and many people make this mistake. We often say, oh, it's very unique. There's no such thing as very unique. Unique means, no, specific. I mean, unique.
Oh.
There's no qualification of unique. Once you say unique, it's, what's another word to say? It's one in a class. It's not like, it's like, you know,
no comparison.
Yeah, it's like you can't, Krishna is unique. He's not very unique. He's just unique. Once you say unique, it means in a class by itself.
Okay. I hope I remember.
Yeah, and I hope I can remember all your lessons.
I saw your text this.